You're now listening to the Northwest Soapbox, the platform for residents of the Northwest to step up and say what's on their mind.
This week on the Northwest Soapbox, G-Town Radio founder and station manager Jim Baer steps up to talk to us about the radio station and its contribution to the Northwest Philadelphia area.
G-Town Radio is first and foremost a community outlet. It's a community internet radio station. So what that means is we're found only on the internet, and we are first in our mission, first and foremost, is to serve the people of Germantown and to a larger extent, Northwest Philadelphia. We have programming that's done by local residents, or we have programming that would be of interest to people who live here locally, whether they be music programs or talk programs. This is first and foremost a platform for the people in this community to share ideas, promote things, to have conversations about issues that otherwise wouldn't be found in other media outlets. I've lived in Germantown for 15 years now, and one thing I realized over that time is that this is a rich, vibrant community that also has a lot of thorny problems. It's always struggling to find its way or to be more self-reliant, and I think there's a lot of very dedicated, passionate people working towards that. And because those people are here, and I know they're here, I also know that having a platform in place for people to share these ideas or promote brand new ideas or to talk about things that are of substance in the community that more people need to know about, I think this is really a much-needed platform for that type of debate. And if these people weren't here and if this community wasn't so engaged on these issues, I don't think there would really be a place for G-Town Radio here. But because there are so many people that do care and do put in the work, I think that's what really makes what we're doing viable. So it's really important that not only are we broadcasting from our studio, but we're also getting out into the community. So we've done things in the past when City Council, Donna Reed Miller's seat was being vacated. That was a big moment for Germantown in Northwest Philadelphia. So we focused on having all the candidates in, and we even co-hosted and broadcast live a debate of all the Democratic candidates for 8th District City Council. We've also appeared at a lot of local events, whether they be for historic houses or for protests that had to do with Chelton Plaza. Basically, whenever there's something on going on of vital importance to the community, we want to make sure that it's getting out and being circulated to everyone in Germantown, because I think too often you'll have very small circles of people debating things very fiercely, but too few people outside of that circle really know anything about the issue at all.
What are some of the goals for G-Town Radio, and how do you hope to achieve them?
Over the next few years, G-Town Radio wants to not only expand the amount of live programming we do. We have about 20 live shows on the air right now. We also want to make sure we're delivering an ever-increasing high-quality product. So that goes from the content of the individual shows, where maybe we're getting to the point where we'd like to hire a producer that works with multiple shows to make sure that these people who have no prior radio experience are able to deliver great content that you just aren't finding anywhere else. We'd also like to improve the quality of the equipment we use, our website. Internet radio is a fairly low cost of entry, but at the same time, to do it well and to have it sound good requires good equipment, and it requires people who know how to operate these things effectively. And these are all things that we definitely want to focus on in the next 2 years. We want to make sure we're delivering a high-quality product that has a lot of great information that people around here won't be finding anywhere else. G-Town Radio is holding our second ever annual fund drive, and this works very much like you would find maybe in the world of public radio or public television. However, a big however, is we won't be interrupting our broadcasting for it. We won't be doing long segments where we're publicly imploring you to donate. We will be reminding you frequently, don't get me wrong, but we're looking to our supporters, our listeners, our friends, family, people who believe in Germantown or want more in it. We really think that G-Town Radio can and should be part of that, and we'd love for you to support us. It's very easy to do. You can go to our website. The address is gtownradio.com. And if you go to the page gtownradio.com/donate, you'll find links on how to make a donation by mail, or even easier, make a donation by PayPal. You can do a one-time payment, or you can become a subscription donor. And subscription donors do hold a special place in our heart. They are telling us that not only are they willing to commit to us once, they feel that this is something they want to sustain over a long period of time. And that could be as little as $5 a month even. So what I'd really like people to do is to sincerely consider donating to us. A little bit of money goes a long way. And what that tells us, not only is it helping us run financially, it's telling us that we do have support right here in our own community. And that reinforcement is probably almost as important as the money right now. So I really hope people will take the time. It could be done within 5 minutes and make a donation to G-Town Radio. It will lead to more and better programming that I think will be awesome for this community.
This has been the Northwest Soapbox. This podcast is a platform for the people of Northwest Philadelphia to offer commentary, share news, and make a call for action. Hear all installment at nwsoapbox.podomatic.com. Anyone wishing to step onto the soapbox can contact us at soapbox@gtownradio.com.